Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to another Read the Word, where we're reading through the Bible chronologically this year, and we welcome you to be with us. Maybe a friend sent you this link, your family, brother, sister, mother, father, somebody you don't even know. You will enjoy this program if you are a believer, because we're reading through the Bible chronologically this year. And in the notes right there in the program, I have a link to all of the videos we've made since January 1st. Every single day, made a video. And it's been an interesting trip through the Bible. I've never read the Bible out loud publicly for other people to hear chronologically ever. But it's been very, very enlightening.
Yeah.
Because the Word of God comes alive in a different way when you read out loud. And so I encourage you, I read from the New King James Version. I encourage you to get your Bible out and read with me right while I'm reading. If you're a slow reader, I'll speed you up. If you're a fast reader, I'll slow you down. But the idea is it comes alive in you, because God's Word is alive. It is filled with life.
Amen.
As you read it. If you're battling sickness, disease, cancer, something, get this Word out and start reading it. And
yes,
read it and
life
read it
and,
and read
to
it.
All your flesh just by reading.
Life to all that find it, and health to all your flesh. Tonight, Sister Leanne's doing the reading.
All right.
All right. Here we go. This is Ecclesiastes 7 through 12. And the conclusion is fear God and keep his commandments. Let's pray our opening prayer like we pray every time we come here. Father, I open my spirit, soul, and body to be led by you today, so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith, and I will be rooted and grounded in love and be able to comprehend with all the saints. That's a lot of folks. What is the width and the length and the depth and the height, so that I will know the love of God, of Christ, which passes knowledge, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. And amen. And amen. Well, here we go. Ecclesiastes chapter 7. The value of practical wisdom. I like that. A good name is better than precious ointment, and the day of death than the day of one's birth. You're just a little dark there, Solomon. But you see, he's being inspired by the Holy Spirit. Why would the Holy Spirit want me to think that the day of my birth was bad? He doesn't. But he's showing you the condition of a man's heart. And this man's heart was filled with discouragement and the futility. Everybody pause for a minute. It's horrible when you get on TV and you realize your collar's all messed up. And then what's even more horrible than that's when you can't get it to work. You know how it is when you preach it and your tie's crooked, that's the only thing anybody pays attention to the rest of the whole night. Verse 2, we're doing really good. I'm all the way to verse 2. Verse 2. Better to go to the house of mourning than to go to the house of feasting. This guy's got some trouble. For that in, that is the end of all men, and the living will take it to heart. Sorrow is better than laughter.
Wow.
For by a sad countenance, the heart is made better. The heart of the wise is the house of mourning, but the heart of fools is the house of mirth. It is better to hear rebuke of the wise than for a man to hear the song of the of fools. Now, I agree with that. Oh, I agree with God's word. What you got to realize now, remember this. You got an Old Testament man talking to New Testament people. He's before the New Covenant. And he's having a very blue day here. He's writing it exactly like he's seeing it. For like the crackling, verse 6, for like the crackling of thorns under a pot, so is the laughter of fools. This also is vanity. Surely, oppression destroys a wise man's reason, and a bribe debases the heart.
Wow.
The end of a thing is better than its beginning. The patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit. Do not hasten in your spirit to be angry, for anger rests in the bosom of fools.
Wow.
But remember in Proverbs it said that if you deliver a man who's angry, you're going to have to do it again, right? 10, do not say, why were the former days better than these? For you do not inquire wisely concerning this. Wisdom is good with an inheritance and profitable to those who see the sun. Isn't that something? You and I have an inheritance that fades not away and is incorruptible. And it's called the majestic word of God. That's what it's called. For wisdom is a defense, as money is a defense. But the excellence of knowledge is that wisdom gives life to those who have it. Consider the work of God, for who can make straight what he has made crooked? In the day of prosperity, be joyful, but in the day of adversity, consider. Surely God has appointed the one as well as the other, so that man can find out nothing that will come after him. Now, there's just a certain amount of this that's just Old Testament offness.
Yeah.
Because in the Old Testament, God said, my ways are not your ways, or your ways are not my ways. My ways are high above your ways. But God was not saying, I don't want you to know my ways at all. That's not what he was saying. Because in the New Testament, he very specifically says that you can know his ways.
Mm-hmm.
1 Corinthians chapter 2 says, those things that eyes haven't seen and ears haven't heard, he will reveal them to you by his spirit, but you're going to have to be in the spirit to know them.
Wow. Yeah. Stay in the spirit.
I don't know how to get through 6 more chapters. I'm going to stop my explaining and talking and teaching, but here we go. But see, that's the side of this that makes it the majestic word of God.
Yeah.
Because even though that some of this is like dark, it's like, what? But when you think about how they had to live, one day of atonement for a whole year? Don't sin the first week. Now you're sweating 360 days of living.
Yeah, and think about how the enemy will pound you with those things continuously. The second you sin, he's going to continue to pound you with it and hold it over your head and bring everything against you.
Think about David, and he made that statement in Psalm 51. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew in me a right spirit.
Yeah,
do not take away the joy of my salvation.
Yeah.
Verse 15. We're doing real good. I have seen everything in my days of vanity. There is a just man who perishes in his righteousness. And there is a wicked man who prolongs life in his wickedness. Do not be overly righteous, nor be overly wise. Why should you destroy yourself?
Wow.
Why should you die before your time? Well, there's too many verses about righteousness produces life.
Yeah.
It's good that you grasp this and also not remove your hand from the other, for he who fears God will escape them all.
Amen.
There it is. For he who fears God will escape them all. Wisdom strengthens the wise more than 10 rulers of the city. For there is not a just man on earth who does good and does not sin. That's Old Testament. Also, do not take to heart everything people say, lest you hear your servant cursing you. For many times also your own heart has known that even you have cursed others.
Huh.
And there was silence. All this I have proved by wisdom. I said I will be wise, but it was far from me. Have you ever felt like you were there? As for that which is far off and exceedingly deep, who can find it out? I applied my heart to know, to search and seek out wisdom and the reason of things. That's wonderful. It's the glory of God to conceal a matter and the glory of the king to search it out. To know the wickedness of folly, even of foolishness and madness. And I find more bitter than death the woman whose heart is snares and nets, whose hands are fetters. He who pleases God shall escape from her, but the sinner shall be trapped by her. 27. Here is what I have found, says the preacher, adding one thing to the other to find out the reason, which my soul still seeks, but I cannot find. One man among a thousand I have found, but a woman among all these I have not found. Truly, this only I have found, that God made man upright, but they have sought out many schemes. Now, you can see that he is telling us the life of an Old Testament person. And it was a life of drudgery. And I'm not going to go any farther. Ecclesiastes 8. Who is like a wise man? Who knows the interpretation of a thing? A man's wisdom makes his face shine, and the sternness of his face is changed. I say, keep the king's commandment for the sake of your oath to God. Do not be hasty to go before his presence. Do not take your stand for an evil thing, for he does whatever pleases him. Where the word of a king is, there is power. And who may say to him, what are you doing? Say it, I am a king and a priest. He who keeps his command will experience nothing harmful. And a wise man's heart discerns both time and judgment. Because for every matter there is a time and judgment, though the misery of man increases greatly. For he does not know what will happen, so he can tell him when it will occur. No one has power over the spirit to retain the spirit, and no one has the power in the day of death. There is no release from that war, and wickedness will not deliver those who are given to it. Well, no, it binds them down. All this I have seen and applied my heart to every work that is done under the sun. There is a time in which one man rules over another to his own hurt. I mean, think about a king. A king's going to know that, seriously. Verse 10, then I saw the wicked buried, who had come and gone from the place of holiness, and they were forgotten in the city where they had so done. This also is vanity, because the sentence given against an evil work is not executed speedily. Therefore, the heart of those of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. Though a sinner does evil 100 times and his days are prolonged, yet I surely know that it will be well with those who fear God, who fear before him. But it will not be well with the wicked, nor will prolong his days, which are as a shadow, because he does not fear before God. Now, which is Romans chapter 1, no preaching. Verse 14. I'm just writing it in. There is vanity which occurs on earth, that there are just men to whom it happens according to the work of the wicked. Again, there are wicked men to whom it happens according to the work of the righteous. I said that this also is vanity. So I commanded enjoyment, because a man has nothing better under the sun than to eat, drink, and be merry. For this man will remain with him in his labor all the days of his life, which God gives him under the sun. When I applied my heart to know wisdom and to see the business that is done on the earth, even though one sees no sleep day or night, then I saw all the work of God, that a man cannot find out the work that is done under the sun. For though a man labors to discover it, yet he will not find it. Moreover, though a wise man attempts to know it, he may not be able to find it. Now, there's a severe difference between this. Solomon saying this in the Old Testament. This is 900 years before Jesus. And 1 Corinthians chapter 2, where Paul says, albeit in the Spirit, we speak the hidden wisdom of God ordained for our glory. Big difference. Chapter 9. We got through that one good. We got a good pace going. Just stick with me. For I considered all this in my heart, so that I could declare it all, that the righteous and the wise and their works are in the hand of God. People know neither love nor hatred by anything they set before them. All things come alike to all. One event happens to the righteous and the wicked. To the good, the clean, and the unclean, to him who sacrifices and him who does not sacrifice. And is the good, as is the good, so is the sinner. He who takes an oath, as he who fears an oath. Verse 3, this is an evil in all that is done under the sun, that one thing happens to all. Truly the hearts of the sons of men are full of evil. Madness is in their hearts while they live, and after they go to the dead. But for him who is joined to all the living, there is hope. For a living dog is better than a dead lion.
There's the word of wisdom.
I don't know if you realize that that came from the book of Ecclesiastes, from the Bible. Verse 5, the living know that they will die, but the dead know nothing. And they have no reward, for the memory of them is forgotten. They're on their way to a reward, because every man will stand before Jesus. And receive the recompense of his reward. Also, their love, their hatred, their envy have now perished. Nevermore will they have a share in anything done under the sun. Go eat your bread with joy. Drink your wine with a merry heart. For God has already accepted your works. Let your garments always be white, and let your head lack no oil. Live joyfully with the wife whom you love all the days of your vain life, which he has given you under the sun. All your days of vanity, for that is your portion in life, and in the labor which you perform under the sun. Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. For there is no work or device or knowledge or wisdom in the grave where you are going. So that means work hard now and get everything accomplished you can. I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, nor the bread to the wise, nor riches to the men of understanding, nor favor to men of skill, but time and chance happened to them all. Now, you and I know that when we learn the laws of God, nothing changes those laws. I mean, they're going to come to pass. And that's what gives you the ability to use your faith like a wrench and solve all this. 12, a man does not know his time like fish taken in a cruel net, like birds caught in a snare. So the sons of men are snared in evil time when it falls suddenly upon them. Wisdom is superior to folly. This wisdom I have also seen under the sun, and it seemed great to me. There was a little city with few men in it, and a great king came against it, besieged it, built great snares around it. Now there was found in it a poor wise man, and he by his wisdom delivered the city. Yet no one remembered that same poor man. Then I said, wisdom is better than strength. Nevertheless, the poor man's wisdom is despised, and his words are not heard. Words of the wise spoken quietly should be heard, rather than the shout of a ruler of fools. Amen. Wisdom is better than the weapons of war, but one sinner destroys much good. I'm just telling you right now that this is totally different reading this out loud than just reading it to yourself. Ecclesiastes chapter 10. Dead flies putrefy the perfumer's ointment and cause it to give off a foul odor. Odor.
An odor.
That's good. So that's a little folly to one respected for wisdom and oiner. A wise man's heart is at his right hand, but a fool's heart at his left hand. Even when a fool walks along the way, he lacks wisdom, and he shows everyone that he is a fool. If the spirit of the ruler rises against you, do not leave your post, for conciliation pacifies great offenses. This is an evil I've seen under the sun, as an error proceeding from the ruler. Folly is set in great dignity, while the rich sit in a lowly place. I have seen servants on horses, while princes walk on the ground like servants should not be. He who digs a pit will fall into it. Whoever breaks through a wall will be bitten by a serpent. All y'all running through our walls on the borders, be bit by a serpent. And them ones are dangerous. He who quarries stones may be hurt by them. He who splits wood may be endangered by it. If the axe is dull and one does not sharpen the edge, then he must use more strength as he swingeth. But wisdom brings success. Sharpen your axe. A serpent may bite when it is not charmed, and the babbler is no different.
Wow. There's a statement.
Circle it, underline it, highlight it, point arrows to it. The words of a wise man's mouth are gracious, but the lips of a fool shall swallow him up. The words of his mouth begin with foolishness, and the end of his talk is raving madness. Isn't that something? A fool also multiplies words. No man knows what is, who can tell him what will be after him. The labors of fools wearies them, for they do not even know how to go to the city. Verse 16, woe to you, O land, when your king is a child, and your princes feast in the morning. Blessed are you, O land, when your king is the son of nobles, and your princes feast at the proper time, for strength and not for drunkenness. Because of laziness, the building decays, and through idleness of hands, the house leaks. A feast is made for laughter, and wine makes merry, but money answers everything. That's a really deep statement. 20, do not curse the king even in your thoughts. Do not curse the rich even in your bedroom. For a bird of the air may carry your voice, and a bird in flight may tell that matter.
And isn't that something, how now in New Testament time, we know the power of words, speaking words into the spirit realm.
Yep. And some of them did, but he was struggling with it.
Mm-hmm.
But wait, when you think about Solomon, by now Solomon had a lot of wives.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he ended up with 300 wives.
Wow.
Now wait, and 700 combines.
Concubines.
Help me, Jesus. Chapter 11. Cast your bread on the water, for you will find it after many days. Give a serving to seven and also to eight, for you do not know even what evil will be on the earth. In other words, keep a good set of sowing going. If the clouds are full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth. And if a tree falls to the south or to the north, in the place where the tree falls, there it shall lie. That's deep. The wind will not sow. He who regards the clouds will not reap. That's why every night I'm saying to every one of you that are with me, hold your hands out and say, I receive the hundredfold that's mine, because it is yours. Because you're helping us do this work of this ministry.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 5, as you do not know what is the way of the wind or how the bones grow in the womb of her who is with child, so you do not know the works of God who makes everything. In the morning sow your seed, in the evening do not withhold your hand, for you do not know which will prosper, either this or that, or whether both alike will be good. Truly, the light is sweet, and it is pleasant for the eyes to behold the sun. Amen. But if a man lives many years and rejoices in them all, yes, let him remember the days of darkness, for they will be many, and all that is coming is vanity. Rejoice, O young man, in your youth. Amen. Let your heart cheer you in the days of your youth. Walk in the ways of your heart and in the sight of your eyes, but know that for all these, God will bring you into judgment. So whatever you do as a youth, you got to realize it's all being recorded, and you'll either receive a reward or a judgment. Therefore, remove sorrow from your heart and put away evil from your flesh, for childhood and youth are vanity. We made it. Chapter 12. Remember now your Creator in the days of your youth, before the difficult days come, and the years draw near when you say, I have no pleasure. I plan on living in pleasure all of my years to my last day when the rapture happens. While the sun and the light, the moon and the stars are darkened, and the clouds do not return after the rain. And the day when the keepers of the house tremble, and the strong men bow down, when the grinders cease because they are few, and those that look through the windows grow dim, when the doors are shut in the street, and the sound of grinding is low, when one rises up at the sound of a bird, and all the daughters of music are brought low. Also they are afraid of height and of terrors in the way. When the almond tree blossoms, the grasshopper is a burden, and desire fails. For man goes to his eternal home, and the mourners go about the streets. Amazing. It's almost like I forgot that this was in here. But I'm telling you, just reading it out loud just changes the whole. I mean, it's not changing the words on the page. You can't do that.
Right.
Anyways, verse 6, remember your Creator before the silver cord is loosed, or the golden bowl is broken, or the pitcher shattered at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the well. Then the dust will return to the earth as it was, and the spirit will return to God who gave it. There's your answer. Your spirit man is going to go back to the God that gave it.
Mm-hmm.
Is he got to send you immediately to hell, or is he going to give you entrance into heaven? Vanity of vanity, says the preacher, all is vanity. Verse 9. And moreover, because the preacher was wise, he still taught the people knowledge. Yes, he pondered and sought out and set in order many proverbs. The preacher sought to find acceptable words, and what was written was upright words of truth. The words of the wise are like goads, and the well-driven nails given by one shepherd. Notice that the shepherd is capitalized.
Mm-hmm.
And further, my son, be admonished by these of making many books. There is no end. And much study is wearisome to the flesh. Why didn't they think about that on exam week?
Yeah, okay.
Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments.
Amen.
For this is man's all. For God will bring every work into judgment, including every secret thing, whether good or evil. Now, let's circle the wagons here. And I'll remind you again that Solomon is an Old Testament man. He's a king. He doesn't have a covenant that we have. He doesn't have a Bible. He doesn't have a church. He doesn't have a, well, Solomon actually had a prophet because and a priest because every one of the kings had that. He wasn't a part of the body of Christ. He still had to sacrifice. I mean, there ain't nobody that ever sacrificed more than Solomon.
Yeah.
Solomon sacrificed a lot. And yet, after God had given him the opportunity to build the temple, and he built it, and it was beautiful, then his heart went out because he wanted peace. He'd marry his women, and that would give him peace. If he was married to a man's daughter, that man's not going to come attack him. And so now he's got 300 wives. And they bring their false gods with him. And the Bible literally says that that's what was Solomon's ruin. It's because of that. Now, what's the wisdom we can take of that? Only have one wife. And if she's trying to bring her false gods with her, then say, no, maybe I shouldn't marry you. We have one God, his name's Jehovah. Anyways.
Amen.
What's the conclusion of the matter? Fear God. Fear God and keep his commandments all the days of your life. In Jesus' mighty name. Well, let's pray the prayer of salvation like we do every time we come here. Because I always want to give everybody who comes here the opportunity to be with God. If you pray this prayer with us and mean it from the depths of your heart, by the end of this prayer, you will be right with God. Pray this with me. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you, Lord.
When I believe in you, Lord.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Put your hands out and say, and I receive you into my life right now.
And I receive you into my life right now.
All of your love and your mercy.
All of your love and your mercy.
All of your grace and your righteousness.
All of your grace and righteousness.
Filling every part of my life.
Filling every part of my life.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly
language. And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. And amen. Now, you might say, Pastor, what's going on? What's going on? I say this every night, but it's true every night. Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith, just came and lived on the inside of you. You said, come in. He did. You said, all of your grace, mercy, love, and righteousness, you're filled with it. You're like, Pastor, is it really that easy? Yeah. He's more willing to give you the Holy Spirit than you even are to ask for the Holy Spirit. And you just ask, and you're filled. You might be like, yeah, but how? Well, if Bill Gates called you today and said, I had $1 million for you, you wouldn't say how, you'd say which bank. And you'd start enjoying it and appreciating it and being a good steward of it. And it's no different here. God made man out of mud. That's why they say from dust thou art till dust you will return. And that same God that did all that just said he's coming to live on the inside of you. And that's what's going on. From this day forward, your assignment is to walk with God and begin that relationship with the Father where you're one with him every day, all day long. And like Jesus said, I only do what I see my Father do. I only say what I hear my Father say.
Amen.
In the mighty name, Jesus. Welcome to the family. We're glad to have you here. Shoot me an email. My email address is right there in the notes. And we'll help you walk with God. I want to hear your story. I want to hear your testimony. Come be with us. We're on Facebook Live, YouTube Live, Blog Talk Radio every night, teaching you a message on faith in one way or another. Well, we did it. We've only got two more chapters in Proverbs. And we'll be all the way through Proverbs and Ecclesiastes and the Song of Solomon, the book of Job. You ready? Remember this. Till we see you again, this is what we say every time we're here. We love
we
you.
We love you.
And God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. See you soon. In Jesus' mighty name.